容。
Father, we prayerfully put this time into your hands.
求你继续教导我们。
That you might continue to teach us.
使我们能够明白你的真理。
That we might understand your truth.
真正能够影响到我们的基督徒的生活。
That it might have an impact on our Christian life.
我们这样祷告，是奉我们的主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们开始看到保罗跟我们谈到教会十天的呼召。
We see Paul's calling from heaven.
Okay, the heavenly call of the church. Okay, 那我们已经看到啊，这个保罗告诉我们的这个神给我们的属天的福分、属灵的福分里面，他已经跟我们已经看到两个。
And we can see two aspects of this call.
第一就是说。神在基督里面拣选了我们的目的，乃是要使我们成为圣洁、无瑕疵。
That is God's calling to us. God's election of us in Christ is in order that we might be holy without blemish.
同时也说神预定我们借着基督得儿子的名分。
And so also that God has predestined us that through our Christ we would have the sonship.
第三，我们来看保罗说啊。这个神呢，给我恩典的第三个是什么呢？是我们接着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
And then number three is that we will have a redemption through His blood, through the precious Son of God.
那这里告诉我们说，得蒙救赎，这个救赎到底什么事呢？什么意思呢
？And what is this salvation? What does that mean?
救赎的意思就是说，付出一个代价。而使我们能够得到自由，或者是使我们得到某一种捆绑底下得到自由。
This redemption, this salvation is that we might be freed through some price that is paid.
因此在这里告诉我们说啊，我们得蒙救赎的那个价格，那个 price 是什么呢？那个价格就是耶稣基督的血。
And so, what is the price? The price is the Lord Jesus and His precious blood.
那到底耶稣的血是指的什么呢
？And what is the blood of Jesus?
有时候我跟人家开玩笑说，如果啊，我们就耶稣还没有死以前呢，有人用那个打针的虫啊，把耶稣的这个血从他的血管里面抽出来，那个血能不能够洗净我们的罪？
Sometimes I joke and say that if we took away the blood of Jesus through a syringe before he died, with that the blood cleanses us of our sins.
所以，到底耶稣的血洁净我们的罪，是不是耶稣的那个红红的那个液体来洁净我们的罪呢？
Is it that red fluid that Christ has that cleanses us of our sins?
我们也许我们来看两节圣经，也许帮助我们了解到底耶稣的血是指的什么。
Maybe we'll look at two verses to see what that means.
我们看罗马书第五章第九节跟第十节。
Romans chapter 5,
第五章第九节第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
我们来念的时候，请各位注意看里面它的结构，它的 structure， 它的结构有什么结构
？Let's read it and see what the structure is.
第九节，现在我们既靠他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Much more than having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him.
第十节，因为我们做仇敌的时候，却借着神儿子的死得与神和好。既和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life.
Okay, 这各位看这两节的圣经啊，有没有看到到底耶稣的血是指的什么东西
？What does it mean now the blood of Jesus Christ?
耶稣的血是什么
？What does it mean?
啊，耶稣就是死，对不对
？That is, it's the death of Jesus.
所以就是说啊，那里说。我们接着爱子的血的意思就是说，我们接着耶稣基督的死替我们的罪死，我们今天得到救赎。
That is the blood of Jesus means the death of Jesus. That is through the death of Jesus, we will obtain our redemption.
因为耶稣基督死的缘故，替我们付出我们罪应该付的代价，所以我们今天的罪可以得到赦免。
Because of Jesus' death, He has paid that price in order that we might have that redemption.
我们的罪可以得到赦免，我们可以不再受这个罪的力量的捆绑。
And we will no longer be subject to the power and strength of that sin.
那现在就是有这么一个问题了。
And now we have that problem.
常常我们听人家说 ，OK， 我犯了罪，我的罪应该付出代价。
And we say, oh, we have committed sin, and we should have a price to pay.
那耶稣的死啊，替我付出那个代价，所以我就可以不受这个不会再付那个代价。
And so Jesus died, and therefore he paid that price, and I no longer have to pay that price for my redemption.
那这样实在是 公义不公义?
How fair is it?
公平不公平?
Is it fair?
虽然公平,
is it fair?
我讲一个例子啊。
Let me give an example.
比如说我欠这一个某某公司欠一万块。
Maybe, let's say I owe some company $1 million.
一万块,
$10,000.
Not too much. 一万块啊, okay. 那我是很穷,我没有办法付一万块。
And I'm very poor and I cannot pay this $10,000.
所以那个公司就抓那个郑医师来说,郑医师你比较做医生比较有钱,你一定要付一万块。
And so he grabs hold of someone and he says that, you
know, not someone, you.
maybe you have more money, you can pay for me.
Okay, 这样做,你想公平不公平?
Do you think that's fair?
Huh? No, 对不对? 其实是我付你们,其实我欠人家钱了,跟他没有关系,对不对?
Because it's not fair because it's my, the money I owe, it's not his, what he owes, so it's not fair to him.
Okay, 我现在再换一个例子啊。
Let me use another example.
不好意思讲你,我讲别人,讲那个沈教授,他要坐在我前面,逃不了。因为他今天早上替我翻译,我就没有找他,所以现在找他。比如说,有一个女孩子,名叫做刘七明。Maybe there's
a girl and her name is Liu.
Okay, 那刘七明大概欠了这个IBM欠了一万块。
And she owes IBM $10,000. She's poor and she really cannot pay that money.
可是一个好处就是说,刘继明头脑很聪明,他跟一个很有钱的沈运生结婚。
And then she's very bright and she got married to this very wealthy Vincent.
所以结果他没有钱付一万块,这个沈运生教授替他的太太刘继明付出一万块的这个债务,公平不公平?
And because they're married, then it's very fair for her husband to then pay that $10,000.
对不对? Okay, 其实我们圣经告诉我们说,耶稣基督为我们这个付出代价,耶稣基督根本不是跟我们没有关系的人。
And when Jesus paid that price for us with his death to redeem us, he was
not unrelated.
It was not unrelated.
我们的罪应该付的代价,耶稣替我们的罪,什么时候才能够耶稣替我们付罪呢?就是我们跟耶稣连接在一起,在基督里面,我们跟基督连接一起,或者我们跟基督结婚,所以耶稣替我们付这个罪的代价算是很公道,对不对?
And so when that price is it means something, it's only when we are united with Jesus, so that when that what Jesus did on that cross would then be meaningful and it would be fair.
所以就是 因为耶稣基督,我们跟他连接在一起,而耶稣基督没有罪,他不要付出罪的代价,可是耶稣为我们的罪,替我们代死。
We're united with Jesus, Jesus had no sin, and he died for us, and therefore that pays the price.
他就替我们付出罪应该付的代价。He
paid the price that sin would demand.
同时耶稣基督这个能力能够破坏这个罪的
And Jesus' power would break the strength of sin, that we are no longer shackled.
这件事保罗在这个以弗所书第二章讲得更清楚,所以我们等到第二章的时候再讲得更清楚一点。
And in Ephesians chapter 2, it says it much clearer, and we'll talk about it later.
Okay, 第四,告诉我们说,神给我们恩典,乃是叫我们得知他旨意的奥秘。
And the fourth point is that he would make us known the mystery of his will.
那这里说,让我们知道神旨意的奥秘到底是包括什么东西呢?
And what does this include? The mystery of his will.
Okay, 我们看啊。
Let's see.
Okay, 第九节,叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘,要照所安排的,在日期满足的时候,使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
He made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intention, which he purposed in us with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times. That is the summing up of all things in Christ.
Okay, 我先讲一个啊。到底神让我们知道他旨意的奥秘实在是对我们多大的恩典?
Let's see, at this point, when we know the mystery of his will, how great a blessing is this?
好, 有什么点?
What is the blessing?
其实如果我们真正的明白神的旨意的奥秘的话, 对我们人生的看法, 人生的作用完全不一样。
If we know the mystery of his will, then it changes our entire attitude and our entire outlook.
在今天的社会里面有很多,比如说在这个... 汽车工厂里面的这个工人啊,他们所做的工啊,实在是非常的单调,无聊。
A lot of times people who work, for example, in a factory manufacturing autos, their work may be very routine.
他每天所做的是把一块铁放在上面,每天所做的就是这样,把一块铁放在同一个地方,在assembly line里面,就是这样做。
In an assembly line, they might be working in a very routine work, just putting on a piece of metal in the same place every day.
他觉得他的生活单调,没有什么目标。
Yeah, the life is very routine, and there doesn't seem to be much aim.
我记得有这么一个故事，有一件事。
There's this story that I remember.
几年前呢，在英国有一个水泥匠。
In England, a few years ago, I remember the story of a bricklayer.
Okay, 这个水泥匠啊，他每天上班就做什么呢？就把这个 砖头搬在上面去，把砖头放在上面去，就一直装，每一个砖，每天只是把这个砖一直堆，一直往上堆。
So every day he would lay these bricks on one by one, one by one.
他觉得没有单调，没有意思。我天天到晚把这个砖堆这个干什么东西的？没有什么意思。
And he said, "Well, this is so routine. What's the meaning of all of this?"
可是有一天呢，他实在做的实在是不耐烦了。
And so one day he was kind of frustrated.
他就在那个他做事的地方走来走去。
And so he walked around in the place that he was working.
当他再来走来走去的时候，他忽然看到一个美术家所画的一张很漂亮的这个图画。
And then he saw an artist drawing a very beautiful art.
Yeah. 那个图画是什么呢？他原来一看，嘿，这张图啊，就是我现在在那里把这个砖块一块一块砖放上去的，将来做什么？我建造的这个东西，将来成果就成了这个东西。 成了这一个很大很漂亮的cathedral 怎么说一个很漂亮堂皇富丽的很大的教堂
And so he saw that this was going to be the finished work of what his bricklaying would be This would be a very very beautiful cathedral
从那个时候开始想我以为我每天所做的是一点没有什么意义
And then he began to think Oh well every day that what I've been doing I thought it was of no meaning
所放上去的一块一块的砖啊，就是要建设一个这么堂皇富丽的大礼拜堂，而且要存留不晓得几世纪。And
I'm going to be putting up this brick, or brick, every brick I'm going to put on will one day become this a huge cathedral, this marvelous cathedral that will last for ages.
他那时候就开始，本来对他觉得很单调，没有意思的工作，哎，觉得很有意义。他现在对他的工作非常的 enjoy， 非常能够研究什么说，很能够欣赏他的工作。
And so in the past, when he was feeling this was so routine and not any meaning, now he really enjoys his work. His attitude towards work has completely changed.
各位弟兄姊妹们,你会不会觉得你一天过一天,所经过如此,都是这样routine,都这样例行,每天同样一样的生活,觉得没有什么意义?
Do you feel, brothers and sisters, that the work that you do is so routine that every day it seems to be about the same?
可是保罗告诉我们说啊,
But Paul tells us,
神要把他旨意的奥秘告诉我们是什么?
God will tell us the mystery of his will.
其实保罗这句话我很难把它翻成中文所以我就把几个把它写出来意思就是说神的旨意是什么呢就是神在执行的<笑>
I have difficulty in translating into Chinese actually.
就是说，在神的诸行方面呢，等到时间满足那个时候，属基督成为一切的头。And
so, in reference to the administration of the fullness of time, for all to be summed up in one head, which is Christ.
Right. 我们中文这里说啊，要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一啊，其实没有把这个意思真的讲出来。那意思就是说啊，使所有全所有宇宙。 在基督为基督做头的这个条件之下，完全归在基督的头底下。基督要成为万物的头。
That is to enable everything, sum everything up with Jesus as the head of all of everything in the universe.
换句话说，保罗告诉我们说，我们这个历史不是没有目标的，我们历史不是在那里转，只要在merry-go-round这样转而已。我们的历史是一个向着一个目标在那里走。
And that is to say, our history is not just going around in circles, but we're going in one direction towards one goal.
那保罗把这个历史的目标指着，让我们看到。
And so Paul points the direction in one particular direction.
如果我们每一天所经过的日子跟这个神的历史的目标同样是平行，而是贡献对这个跟神的这个历史的往方向同方向的话，我们的一生就有价值，我们一生就不会没有意义。
If our direction and our goals are in line with what Jesus Christ has ordained as that direction of history, then our life will be meaningful.
那这里的圣经，保罗告诉我们说什么？神把这件事告诉我们。
And so Paul says that this has been given to us by God.
当这个历史达到他的目标那个时候，所有基督要成为万有的头。
And when that history reaches that final destination, then God in Christ Jesus will be the head of all of this.
当然，圣经告诉我们说。
Now, of course, the Bible tells us that Christ is the head of all creation.
圣经告诉我们说，教会，基督是教会的头。
And the Bible tells us that Jesus is the head of the church.
这里圣经又告诉我们说，教会以后的圣经第一章后面告诉我们说，教会是基督的身体，在第一章第23节，教会上的身体。And also
in verse 23, it says that the church is really Christ's body.
可是圣经告诉我们说啊。
But the Bible tells us also that Jesus is the head of all creation.
请问圣经在什么地方说万有是基督的身体？
Where does it say that creation is the body of Christ?
有没有？从来没有。
No, it never says that.
所以我们看到基督做头啊，基督有两种不同的 headship.
And so Christ indeed has two headships.
就是基督做万有头的那个 那个意义啊，跟基督做教会头的意义不一样。
And the Christ being head of the in the universe, the creation is different from Christ being head of the body.
所以基督跟我们当中的关系，跟基督跟万有的关系没有一样啊，不是一样。
So Jesus' relationship with us is totally different from Jesus' relationship with all of creation.
Okay, 我们从另外一方面讲啊。
So from another angle,
当这个历史的目标达到那个时候，
And when you, the history has reached that conclusion point.
到底我们基督徒要做什么？
What will Christians be doing?
当然我们是教会，我们构成一个教会，这个教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
那身体是什么东西呢？
And what is the body?
身体就是这个人本身啊，能够 OK， 一个人是借着他的身体把他自己显现在众人面前，这一个人借着他的身体来做他所要做的事。
The body is a manifestation of what the head wants and will do the thing. Of the person.
Okay.
And so the church is Christ's body by which Christ will be manifested towards the whole creation. What does that mean?
我们看到啊，今天早上我们所看到一节圣经啊，罗马书第八章跟我们讲到一件事。In
Romans chapter 8, it tells us something as we read this morning.
那里说啊 ，OK 啊，罗马书第八章
，Romans
8:29
，Verse 29，
因为他所预先知道的人，就预先定下做什么，效法他儿子的模样。
So for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become what? To become conformed to the image of his son.
换句话说，在整个的历史的进展里面，神对我们的计划是什么？
So that in the whole conduct of history, what is God's plan for each one of us?
神不但是要拯救我们，不但是要赦免我们，拯救我们脱离罪的力量，拯救我们脱离魔鬼的管辖。
He's not only forgiving us, he's not only saving us, he is releasing us from the control of Satan.
更重要一点，
and more importantly,
就是什么？神在我们每一天所经过的日子里面，在这个历史的进展里面，神做什么？神在那里要造就我们每一个基督徒的品德，叫我们能够更像我们的主耶稣基督的样式。
And that Jesus is directing us in that line of history in order that we might be closer and conformed to Him in conduct and in our life.
Okay, in the history, He's developing our character. 在这个历史里面。 也神在那里造就我们的品德，使我们能够更像我们的主耶稣基督。
He's developing our character so that we might be closer to our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们晓得这一点的话
If we understand that point,
我们就不会像好像昨天说，今天有人跟我讲的。
It won't be like what someone just mentioned to me today.
说我等到什么？我等到我要死前一天来信耶稣最好。
They say, well, I'll be a believer when I just before I die.
如果你这样的话啊。你今天成个基督徒，明天死掉了，你根本就没有时间在那里让神来造就你的品德。
And if you become a believer today and you die tomorrow, you will have no opportunity for God to develop your character.
如果你知道神不只拯救我，不但是拯救我们，神拯救我们之后要造就我们的品德，像我们更像主耶稣的话，你就愿意早一天赶快来信耶稣，早一天赶快让神开始来造就你的品德。
If you knew that Jesus was going to change our character, develop our character after he saved us, then you would want to become a believer early.
那如果我们每天所过的日子能够跟神的这个永续的计划成平行的话啊，那我们生活就过得非常有价值，非常有意义。
If we live our lives according to the direction of this of history that God has directed, then our life will be meaningful.
还有第五。
And five,
神给我们的恩典还重一点。
And there's another point about his blessing that is important.
这里我们念一下啊。
Let us read it.
我们从以弗所书第一章第十一节开始念。
From verse 11 of chapter 1.
我们先念这个中文的大字啊。
Let's read some of the main points.
我们也在他里面得了基业，可是底下那里说得活作成，对不对？中文的底下这么写的，那么注解在那里。
Also, we have obtained an inheritance,
or we become inheritance. Okay, another possibility. 这原是那随己意行万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
Having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will.
叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得到称赞。
To the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ should be to the praise of His glory.
十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信了他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
In Him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise.
这圣灵是我们的基业的凭据啊，我们得基业的凭据。就等到神的名，或者底下说原名做产业，就等到神的产业被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Who is given as a pledge of our inheritance, with a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of His glory?
好，我现在问各位几件啊。
Let me ask you a few questions.
现在我们来开始来查经啊。
Let's study the Bible here.
想一想。
Let's think about it.
这里啊，中文说我们在第十节。我们也在他里面，或者是得了基业，或者说我们在他里面成了基业。
That is, we either have obtained in verse 11 an inheritance or have become an inheritance.
有两个可能，对不对
？Two possibilities.
Okay, 那第十四节，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
And then in verse 14 it says, this Holy Spirit is a pledge of our inheritance.
只等到神的名，或者是只等到神的产业被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
That is with a view or until the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory.
好，我现在问各位啊，十四节那里，只等到，应该是只等到神的名呢，还是要只等到神的产业被赎？哪个对？
Are we waiting till,
until either the redemption of the people of God or the redemption of the possession of God? I think English, your English, yes, has the possession here, right?
对。
英文这里，你这个是什么圣经？
New American Standard.
Okay, New American Standard 把它分成产业，只等到神的产业被赎。中文把它翻成只等到神的名被赎。那到底哪一个对
？So which one is correct? Of the redemption of the people, or redemption of his own possession?
啊？哪一个对？应该都对。那么简单啊 ？OK， 这里啊，我要给各位看的一点是什么呢
？Let's just look at this。
当然了，那里看到说要只等到，哦，对的，还有一点我没讲。
One more point. Let me just clarify.
还有。 OK. 我刚才没讲清楚。各位看中文圣经。
Let's just look at the Chinese version.
只等到上帝那个旁边点的六点，对不对？
According to, until God's...
I think he had difficulty translating because I'm talking from Chinese text, not in English. Okay. 只等到上帝之名旁边上帝点了六个点。
And then now these are the asterisks there.
Okay. 那点了六个点是什么意思? 中文的圣经。
What does that mean?
原来没有。原来没有，对不对?
That is, they weren't there originally.
把它加上去了，对不对? 所以其实应该原来是说, 只等到, 或者是惨烈背熟,
It should be until the time of the redemption of the possession.
那是讲说惨烈背熟，本来是这么讲的。
Possession.
只等到惨烈背熟,
That is to the redemption of this possession.
所以这个产业是我们的产业呢，还是谁的产业？
So is this a possession ours or is it God's?
是谁的产业？ 谁的产业呢，还是我们的产业？ 谁的，为什么？
Why is it God's possession?
为什么？ OK, 现在我还先跳了一步，我现在问前面一步，到底这里所说，只等到产业背熟。 那里面说上帝的，只是说只等到产业背熟，那这个产业是谁的？是我们的还是神的呢？为什么？不然他可能他犯错了，现在不管他了，你不要评那个。<笑>我们是神的产业，你怎么知道
？Why are we God's possession? If you say we're God's possession?
十一节说什么
？Verse 11.
此解可以把它翻成说，我们也在它里面得了基业。也成了基业，也有可能得了基业，也有可能，对不对？中文把它翻成得了基业，然后注了一个小注说成了基业。那到底是得了基业呢，还是成了基业？哪个对？Should
we become an inheritance or obtain an inheritance?
不可能两个，对不对？只有一个对。我是帮助各位想了。 就用这个帮助各位想，是说，你看这个 commentary 的时候，有时候是 commentary 跟人讲说，我们成了神的基业，或者得了这个基业，我们要能够分辨。我故意花出时间，我晓得我时间很短，不过我特别拿出这个时间来是要帮助各位怎么去判断，比如说某一本这个 commentary 讲的对还是讲的错，帮助各位想。So
that we can help in understanding the commentaries, which one is the correct interpretation.
好，这里说啊，只等到产业背熟，对不对？
It says here that in the Chinese that this is redemption of the possession.
Right. 我请问了，我们能不能够赎回我们的产业？
Can we redeem our own possession?
可以不可以？ 不可能，对不对？
We cannot.
只有神能够赎回产业。
Only God can redeem the possession.
因此我们就晓得十字节那个产业一定是神的产业。
And so that possession must be God's possession.
好，看到了啊。那然后我们来比较十一节跟十四节。And
then we compare verse 11 with verse 14.
OK，我们先讲十一节好了。十一节，我们也在他里面，或者得了基业，或者成了基业。Also,
we have obtained an inheritance, or we have become an inheritance.
十二节叫什么？叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得到称赞。
Verse 12, so the end that we were the first to be to hope in Christ should be to the praise of his glory.
然后说,
and then in verse 13 it says, in him you also.
那第十四节,直接说,目的是什么?
And what is the purpose of all of this in verse 14?
做什么?使他的荣耀得到称赞,
and so that that would be to the praise of his glory.
所以我们就晓得十一节的目的跟十四节的目的是一样的。
And so verse 11, verse 12, and verse 14 are the same purpose.
因此啊，第十节所说的那个产业跟第十一节所说的基业或者产业应该同样的意思。
And so in verse 11 and verse 14, the same possession should have the same meaning.
Right. 因此啊，第十四节那里啊，不可能是我们的产业，而是神的产业。
In verse 14, it cannot be God, our possession, but it has to be God's possession.
因此第十节也应该是神的产业。
And so verse 11 should also be God's inheritance.
而不是我们的产业。
And it is not our inheritance.
既然是神的产业的话,
and if it is God's inheritance,
那变成什么?
Then,
我们也在他里面成了神的产业,
so we will have become an inheritance is the correct interpretation.
有没有听懂我的意思?
You understand that?
Okay, 所以有时候你是看 commentary 他们要跟你讲这样讲各种不同的说法你必须用这样的方法能够判断哪一个 commentary 是对
We need to use this sort of approach in order to understand which would be a correct interpretation in the commentaries
好,这里告诉我们说什么呢? 我们啊,神把我们当作他的产业
And so indeed, here we know that God has
得到的基业,或者说我们 given possession 神把基业给我们,有那两个可能,可是啊,第十四节那里说啊,直到 until the redemption of the possession,直到产业被赎,那这个产业被赎,我们没有办法赎它,只有神能够赎回,因此这个产业是神的产业,如果这是神的产业的话,这个产业应该是神的产业,因此意思应该说我们被得为基业,被得为产业,应该这么看。
Originally, verse 11, there were two possibilities. We were either appropriated as possessions or we were given possession. But in verse 14, we see that is until the redemption of the possession, since God alone can redeem us, then that is God's possession. Therefore, the in verse 11, the possession must be the second situation where we are given that possession.
那同时啊,在旧约圣经里面,我大概没有时间给各位看,我只给一个看,我不念了。那里啊,谈到很多 神的子民成为神的产业
We see also that in many instances in the Old Testament and Bible it tells us that many of God's children have become his possession
那神的产业到底什么意思呢?
And what does that mean?
当然了,产业,你对这个产业的看法,你付出多大的代价来得到那个产业,你就晓得那个产业,那个价值对你讲起来多么大,对不对?
How much price you paid for a particular possession, you will prize that particular possession more.
比如说啊,我这本圣经我忘了,比如说我这本圣经是20块买的。
Let's say I buy this Bible and it's $20.
可是我这上面画了好几个东西。
But I wrote many things on it.
所以今天呢,如果有人说要40块,出40块钱,要向我买这本圣经,我卖不卖?
And if somebody said I want to buy it for $40, would I sell it?
我不卖,对不对?
I won't sell it.
因为你对你讲起来,你肯出40块来买啊,你认为这本圣经啊,对你有40块的价值。
And when you say you want to buy it for $40, you feel that it's worth $40.
可是我不卖给你。
But I won't sell it.
因为我认为这个圣经对我讲起来比40块更贵,即使一本全新的大概20块。
And so I feel that, you know, this is, it's much more precious than that, I won't sell it.
For $20, or for $40, right? Okay. 这是什么跟人讲什么意思?
What is that?
我们是神的产业,神付出多少的代价把我们买回来?
We are God's possession. What sort of price did God pay for that?
神付了多少代价?
How much price?
1万块,对不对?
Is it $10 million? $10,000,000?
Right.
Whatever.
那不是重要啊。 Okay. 神付出所为我们,神为要得我们做那产业,所付出的代价是什么? 他的儿子耶稣基督的宝血,他的儿子耶稣基督的生命。
Because the price that he paid was the life of his son, Jesus Christ.
在神的阳光里面,你值多少?
How much are we worth in God's eyes?
你就知道了。
We'll know that.
所以啊,你就晓得神, how much God values us. 你要翻译中文了。 神把我们当作多么的可贵,对不对? 还有,这里告诉我们说, 我们成了神的产业之后,我们就领受圣灵为印记。
And so after we have obtained that inheritance and God...
Oh, we become an inheritance of God.
We become an inheritance of God, then the Holy Spirit seals us.
Okay, 圣灵啊,做我们的印记。
When the Spirit, Holy Spirit is our pledge, our seal.
那底下的圣经告诉我们说,这里的这个圣灵啊,领受圣灵为印记,而这个圣灵是什么呢? 我们将来是我们的基业的，中文把它翻成凭据那个字啊，其实不是不应该把它翻成凭据，应该有更好的方法。
And after we're sealed with the Holy Spirit, then we are given, who is given to us as a pledge of our inheritance.
Okay. 其实那个字，阿拉伯那个字，比较早好的翻老师翻成什么？翻成 first down payment.
The best translation is the first down payment, really.
那各位晓得什么 first down payment 啊？中文怎么翻我不知道，中文有没有这个东西我不知道。 好，也不是分期付款，是第一次的，对，首期的那个定金。哦，OK，第一次的付款，对不对？First
down payment，
头款，头款，头款，中文很难啊，头款，就是什么呢？就是说你我这个房子要卖10万块，可是他没有钱付我现金现款呢，所以他先付我3万块，first down payment。
So if the building is $100,000 and I don't have the money, then I pay $30,000 as the first down payment.
So 我这三万块拿到是什么？这三万块拿到实在是我要拿的钱的一部分，没有错。可是不是我要拿的全部的钱。That
is, it's not the entire money; it's only part of the money.
我还是要等候走将来要领受更多的钱进来。Because
I am waiting for the more money to come in.
其实圣经一再保罗一再跟人讲啊，我们今天领受圣灵是我们得救、我们得神的恩典的 first down payment 而已。That
is, when the Holy Spirit seals us into that promise, it is the first down payment, really.
所以啊，我们将来在神面前一定会领受更大的福分。So
we will obtain even greater blessings from God.
好，我们来看啊，底下。And
then.
我们看第一章第15节
Verse 15
第一个字是什么?
What's the first word there?
因此
For this reason
啊,因此
For this
因此
reason
因此到底什么关系?
What does that mean?
啊? 有什么关系? 因此有什么关系? 因此上面跟因此后面有什么关系?
What's before and what's after?
因果关系对不对?
There's a cause and effect relationship
诶,你看啊 保罗先称赞美，感谢神，因为神已经给我们很多的祝福。As
I say, Paul has initially begun by praising the Lord, thanking the Lord that God has given us so much in the way of blessings.
神既然为我们预备那么多福气啊，因此保罗在神面前就祷告神啊，给我们更多的恩典。And
so because God has already given us so much in the way of blessings, therefore Paul goes ahead.
所以啊，从第一章15节底下那里啊，我们就可以看到啊，保罗在那里。 就因为神给我们这么多的恩典呢，神给我们这么多的这个应许啊，所以保罗可以开始向他祷告。同时，因为保罗有他的这个梦想，就 prayer meditation 开始讲到怎么回事。
And so because of all of this, then Paul is led therefore to prayer and to meditation.
底下保罗开始跟我们讲到神的大能。
And then Paul begins to tell us about God's great power.
那这个神的大能是什么东西？
And what is the great power of God?
神有很大的能力，神在这里所应许要给我们的恩典，他的大能一定要成就。God
wants to give us His blessings, and God will fulfill, accomplish His great power.
所以保罗开始跟我们讲到神的大能。And
so Paul begins to tell us about the great power of God.
这个神的大能要能成就神给我们的应许，成就神要给我们的这些。To
fulfill the promise that God has given to us and what God wants to give to us.
Okay, 我们看第十五节，第一章十五节。In
verse 15.
因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们。For
having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ which exists among you and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, for mentioning you in my prayers.
做什么呢？保罗祷告什么呢？ 求我们主耶稣基督的父，的上帝，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。That
the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
便知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And what is the surpassing greatness of His power towards us who believe.
然后他讲一大堆话。
Then he talks a lot more.
就是, 段呢，保罗从十五节，从第十五节到这个二十三节那一段的圣经，我把它图解起来，就是这个东西。
In verse 15 to 23, he continues in this vein.
就是说啊，他祷告的内容是什么？
What is the content of his prayer?
来自求神赐给里面智慧和启示的灵。
That is, he will give us a wisdom and of the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
使你们能够真或者是更认识神。
So that you may truly know the Lord even more.
如果神听我祷告的话，那个结果是什么呢？那个结果是你们心中的眼睛能够被照明。
If God indeed hears my prayer, then your eyes will be enlightened.
那目的做什么？
What for?
目的乃是第一，要让你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
So that we know what is the hope of his calling, number one.
就是说，求神让你们知道 the full implication of his calling. 中文怎么说啊？就是要求神帮助他，帮助你们能够了解神的恩召里面有包含什么东西 ，implication， 对不对？好，第二，让你们能够知道在圣徒中他的基业有何等的荣耀，就是圣徒啊，就是神的基业有何等的荣耀。
And secondly, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints?
第三呢，乃是他向信道的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And then, what is the great power, the greatness of his power towards all those who believe?
我们很快的讲啊，因为我讲了第三次啊，第三还没有讲完，所以必须要赶快讲啊。
We haven't finished chapter one or yet.
Okay, 那是什么呢？就是保罗祷告就是这个。
And what is Paul's prayer? Is this?
就是啊，求神赐给智慧和启示的灵。
And so Paul prays for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
能够真认识他。
So that we have a full knowledge of him.
好，这里所说的灵是什么呢？
And so what is the spirit here?
其实并不是说圣灵以外还有另外一个灵，叫做智慧和启示的灵。
It is not that there is a Holy Spirit called a Holy Spirit of wisdom and a Holy Spirit of revelation.
我要找这个。沈教授服务的例子啊
，So we use the same victims again to as an example.
对啊，OK， 其实我们如果看这《以弗所书》的话啊 ，OK， 其实我们看啊，比如说在这一个第十三章第一章十三节里面，已经讲到这些信徒基督徒已经受了领受了圣灵，对不对？
And so we see here, of course, in verse 13, that these are already believers who have already received the Holy Spirit.
可是后来保罗在这里祷告，求神赐给他们智慧和启示的灵。
And yet Paul here says that he prays that they will have the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
那里所说的灵，是不是求神啊，再给他们另外圣灵以外的另外一个灵呢？
Is it to give them another Holy Spirit in addition to the Holy Spirit?
其实不是。
No.
好，我找这个牺牲品的这例子啊。Victim. OK.
Example.
这个沈任勋啊，沈教授啊，很久很久以前呢、啊，已经得到了刘七明做他的女朋友。
Let's say Vincent has had Margaret for a long, long time as a girlfriend.
对不对？那有一天呢、啊，他就得到了刘继明做他的未婚妻，讲错了、啊，未婚妻。
And so one day, she becomes his fiancée.
No, she becomes. He obtained her as his fiancée. Okay.
That's a Greek.
(笑)那有一天呢、啊，他就得到了刘继明。做他的妻子，做他的太太。
And so one day, he obtains her as a wife.
意思就是说啊，虽然他得到刘金美没有错。
And so it's true that he obtains her.
可是有一个时候，刘金美只是他的女朋友而已。
But at one time, she was only a girlfriend.
后来啊，有一天他成为他的未婚妻。
One day, she becomes a fiancé.
那有一天呢？他就开始 perform， 开始做这个太太的尽太太的义务。
And then, finally, she performs the functions of a wife.
所以这里所说的智慧和启示的灵是什么意思呢？就是说啊，这个圣灵临到他们的身上之后，圣灵开始有这么一个新的工作来赐给他们，同样的圣灵赐给他们智慧。
That is the same Holy Spirit now performs another function within them, and that is a function of wisdom. And of revelation.
那用什么方式 ？No, no. Of wisdom.
wisdom and revelation.
No, no, not wisdom, yet. No, not yet. Okay.
Not yet.
那这启示是什么呢？启示就是圣灵要给他们的这个方式。圣灵要赐给他们智慧，什么方式？用启示的方式。
In order that the Spirit will give them wisdom, it will give them the revelation.
Okay, the manner of giving the wisdom.
Mechanism.
Revelation, okay. As a means of giving the wisdom.
Which is a mechanism, a means of giving the wisdom.
那给他们什么智慧?
What sort of wisdom?
是使他们能够真认识神。
So that they might truly know him.
Okay, 真认识神。 因此我才要重话了啊，祷告的内容就是这个。
And so this is the content of the prayer.
我看样子啊。 Okay. 好。那这里啊，乃是要使他们知道啊。 Okay, 我先讲这个。我先讲那底下一个好了。讲到要使什么？目的要使我们使他们能够知道，他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
And so that we will know that what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe.
保罗乃是祷告说，求神的圣灵能够帮助这些基督徒们，让他们能够明白。 真明白这个神在这个基督徒里面所运行的能力是何等的大。
And so the Spirit will give us wisdom so that we will know that him and his, how great his power is.
他的能力多大?
How great is his power?
保罗底下里面是跟我们讲,他的能力多大?
And then he tells us later on,
神的能力使基督从死里复活。
That is, God's power is the one that enables Jesus Christ to be resurrected.
神的能力胜过了死亡。
That is, his power is greater than death.
然后神的能力高举了基督。
And then God's power also raised him and seated him.
好，神的能力胜过撒旦。
Seated him in the high places. That is, it is already has victory over Satan.
神啊。 就是说求圣灵，保罗说求圣灵能够叫我们能够明白，在神这么大的能力彰显在信他的人身上。That
is God's great power, so great that it will manifest itself in the lives of Christians.
其实啊，保罗在这里跟我们用了三个字啊，要来强调这个神的能力的大是多么大。In
using three words, Paul uses the emphasis here in order to explain how great that power is.
中文都把它翻成能力啊。 在这几节圣经里面
They all are translated as power
可是他这三个保罗所用的这三个希腊文 他的意思不一样
But Paul uses three words in the Greek that are different
第一个 Iskous 这个字啊 就是什么呢 就是 我讲英文 你替我翻中文啊 Power in possession Ability or latent 是吧 Latent power 就是那个东西 你替我讲 就要翻了，是什么？隐秘的，我不知道。潜能，OK，就是那种能力，有潜在的那种能力，真的有的那种能力，能力虽然没有发出来，可是有那个力量储藏在你里面，对不对？OK，就那意思。
It's a power which is latent in there.
好，这里还有另外一个字，他所用的 Kratos 那个字啊。
The second meaning of Kratos.
就是什么意思呢？就是说 the power exercise. Into action, 就是你那个能力潜在的能力，真是怎么说啊？发挥出来 ，OK， 对，发挥出来。还有 ，energia 是什么呢？是 power in operation 啊，你再翻啊，翻我 power in operation 怎么说？不只是发挥出来，而是什么？正在运行的那个力量 ，OK。 保罗啊，为什么要告诉我们说神的力量这么大？他用三个不同的名词告诉我们，神就有这么大的能力。
Paul to emphasize how great that power is uses all three of these characteristics.
那要叫我们知道这个能力的这么大的能力做什么？能过是什么
？So that we know that this great power that God has, what is the purpose?
这个能力什么了 ？On us in the act or condition of exercising faith. 这个中文把它翻成说，糟糕啊！ 就是啊 ，OK， 并知道第十九节，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
So that in accordance with the working of his the strength of his might.
OK， 那里所讲的是什么呢？就是让我们啊，能够体会到神的这么大的力量啊，在这里讲什么？彰显在这个字很重要啊！相信的人不是你十年前相信一次，现在忘掉了，不是那种人，而是 present tense。present tense 什么意思呢 ？present participate 啊 ，participate 意思说，就是让神的这么大的能力能够显明在我们现在正在信、现在近在信的 ing， 不是 ing， 现在我们的。继续相信的人当中身上
So that this power is really upon all of on us who are believing in the present participle
对意思就是说、啊、如果我们真正的为体验到神的能力在我们身上的话我们必须继续不断的相信
That is if we are continually believing in him then we'll continually have this
如果我们没有办法没有体会到神的能力在我们身上你不要怪神那个不是因为神没有能力而是因为我们没有继续的相信
That is to say if God's power does not come upon us we are not continuing to believe and that's our fault and not God's
OK 保罗啊开始讲当他谈到这个神的能力的时候你看他先谈到这个神的这个大能啊，怎么样运行在基督的身上
？And so in verse 20-23, it begins to emphasize how this great power is manifest on Jesus Christ.
然后呢、啊，从第二章第一节开始啊，他开始跟我们谈到这个神的大能怎么样运行在相信的人身上，在信徒身上。
And then chapter 2, verse 1-10, it tells about how this great power continues to act in those Christians.
所以我们看啊，第二章第一节开始，保罗跟我们谈到怎么样这神的能力运行在相信他的人的身上。
And then in chapter 2 it begins therefore to talk about how God's power might be manifest in the lives of Christians.
当我们谈到这个时候啊，哎，我一张圈子不知道跑哪里去了，看看。哦 ，OK， 就 OK， 我们先来看，这样好了，我一张不晓得放哪里去了。第二章第一节到第三节，我们先念好了。
Chapter 2, verse 1 onwards, we'll read.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
And you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
那时候你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的领袖，就是现今在伯尼尔的子心中运行的邪灵。
In which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit which is now working in the sons of disobedience.
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest.
各位看啊，第四节。然而神既有开始讲什么东西
But then, but, in verse 4, but God
那什么东西跟我讲说
What does it say?
啊恩典没有错是什么一个对比
<What?
S 2> 对不对
Mercy As a contrast
第二章一节到三节跟第二章第四节以后是一个很强的对比
There's a great contrast between the section in verse 1 to 3 to verse 4 and onwards
意思就是说当神的能力还没有运行在我们身上的时候我们的情况是怎么样就描写在第二章第一节到第三节
From verse 1 to verse 3 it tells us of the situation before God's power was manifest in us
从第四节以后跟我们讲到神的能力运行在我们身上产生什么后果
From verse 4 onwards it tells us the situation when God's power is manifest in us
所以我们现在可以来看我们还没有这个OK 我们还没有神的能力还没有彰显在我们身上的时候我们的情况到底怎么样
So when God's power has not been upon us What is our situation?
我只剩下五分钟了我们先讲
In that 5 minutes we left
第一我们死在罪患与过患之中
We were dead Number one in our trespasses and our sins
意思就是说啊这个罪啊这个死啊就是罪所产生的后果
That is, this death is because of our sins.
我们死在罪恶过患之中，意思就其实有两个意思，一个意思就是说这个罪产生这个死，死的死就是因为罪这罪的后果。
One meaning is that the sins cause the death, and therefore it is a result of sins.
那第二个意思就是说我们呢，因为我们在罪里面，因此我们就在怎么说啊？ We are dead in the sphere of sin. 就是我们死的那种，怎么说？我们死在这个罪的范围之内。 We are dead in the sphere of sin. 我已经讲过了。OK. 那什么叫做死呢？
So what is death?
当然死就是生命的反过来的反面，对不对？
Of course, death is the opposite of life.
因此，我们所谓死，罪带来的死是什么？是罪使我们没有办法跟神当中有来往。
And that is sin brings us death, and that is brings us no communication with God.
当然，我们就没有办法来真正的享受神要给我们的恩典。Of
course, then we can no longer then enjoy all the blessings of God.
这是一个啊。
That's one situation.
第二个，第二节说，那个时候我们还没有得以神的能力在我们身上的时候，我们在罪，我们在其中行事为人，随从今日的奉旨，顺从空中掌权者的首领。
We formerly walked according to the course of this world, and then we walked according to the prince of the power of the air.
这里乃是跟我们讲什么呢？就说我们呢被奴役， we are enslaved. 我们呢被这一个这个啊，这什么空中掌权者的这个首领的奴役。
We are enslaved by the prince of the power of the air.
我们今天呢，已经被这个撒旦控制住，就还没有得救神的恩典以前，我们被撒旦的力量控制住，我们没有什么自由。That
is, we are controlled by Satan, and we don't have that freedom at all.
而且那里又告诉我们说什么呢？我们第三节说，我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，所以说肉体和心中所需要的事情。
That is, we lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and the mind.
可是我们这里讲到说肉体的私欲，中文把它翻成肉体这个字啊，实在是我不晓得怎么说，很难翻的这个字。This
is a difficult word to translate, flesh.
你翻成这个flesh, okay, 英文的 flesh 也有点问题的，因为中文的肉体，你想就是跟我肉体有关系，对不对？
We think flesh is a sort of something that we have.
Physical body.
Like a physical body.
Chinese word, you talk about physical body. 那英文把它翻成 flesh, 多多少少我们多少会想到说跟我们肉体有关系。
And it sort of implies a relationship with the body.
可是其实啊，保罗所用的这个字 sox 这个字啊，这个字怎么翻我不知道，我可以告诉各位什么意思。
I can try to explain this word to you, but it's not easy to translate.
很难翻，英文也没有一个字可以翻，这个啊，中文也没有一个字可以翻。
There's no word in English or Chinese that really can translate.
所以我就干脆用 south 那个字来告诉个什么意思。
And so I'd like to just explain this word south.
OK, 这个 south 啊，我现在用英文讲啊，你就翻了。Human nature, apart from God's grace operation, 就是没有神的恩典作用的 human nature。 Humanity是什么？的人性 ，OK， 没有神的恩典运行过的人性 ，OK，Human nature apart from God's grace operation， 在这种 condition 底下啊 ，in this condition which has been corrupted by sin and then in turn exerting corrupting influences， 就是 south 这观念。我用中文翻啊，就是一个。 没有神的恩典作用过的人性，在这种情况底下啊，罪已经把你 corrupt 什么破坏掉、腐烂掉，被罪所腐烂，而且转而去有腐烂别者的那个影响的那个东西，就是 sucks。听懂啊？这观念啊，怎么翻我不知道，很难翻啊，就 sucks。 Okay. Human nature, apart from God's grace operation, okay, which is corrupted by sin and in turn exerting corrupting influences. 就是那个东西。这个翻中文啊。 skin. 中文就是说, OK, 我刚才所说的那句话, 就是没有神的恩典作用, 没有神恩典的作用过的人性, 这种人性啊, 已经受罪的破坏, 然后啊, 要什么? 而且能够对别者, 不说别人的, 别者, 会有 exerting, 就有一种破坏别者的那种作用, 那个观念就是Sox。 那保罗就说啊, OK, 我们从前也怎么样啊? 我们从前也就是放纵这种Sox的私欲, 我们从前被这个Sox的私欲来管住住。
And so Paul says here, we live in the lusts of our Sox, indulging the desires of our Sox.
那里所说的这个肉体的私欲, 这个, okay, Sox的私欲啊, 跟你们讲是两个东西, 其实我有一个 transplant 不想放哪里去了, 那里我明天早上给各位看, 明天早上, 时间已经过了, 我再多两分钟了, 时间, okay, 其实这一个, 这样好了, 我们结束, 因为我没有那个 transplant 很难跟你解释, 我已经画好的东西, 我不想放哪里去,
I'd like to actually continue tomorrow because I have a transparency which might make it a little clearer.
Yeah, you know, we just,
we just wait for the transparency, make it a little easier.
反正时间已经超过了三分钟一样。
Already over time anyway.
Okay, 我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们真是求你帮助我们能够真是得到圣灵在我们当中做启示智慧的，赐给我们智慧。
God, indeed, that the Holy Spirit might give us a spirit of wisdom.